Clark here. Thank you very much for supporting my album, A Complicated Cake. I wanted to do something kind of fun, something free, just give back a little bit, tell you some stories about the unusual guitars that went into the recording of the album. I have three possessions in my life that I would attempt to rush into a burning building to save. One of them is this little Gibson six-string acoustic B25, built in 1953. It's the guitar that I recorded all the acoustic parts of A Complicated Cake on. When I perform, I usually use a Martin guitar. Martin is made in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. Gibson's made in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Two different types of acoustic guitars. The Martin is actually a little tougher, a little bigger sound. You strum it and that sound just kind of reverbs inside and then comes out sweet and big. Gibson is more like when you used to go to the doctor and he'd tap you on the knee with a hammer and you get that reflex thing going with your leg. This little Gibson is, you strum it and it's just right out there, right away, very bright. Stays in tune very nicely. All up and down the neck, it's in tune. It's a terrific, well-made instrument. I acquired this guitar from Walter and Fran Cubbin in Edmonds, Washington, a suburb of Seattle. I was once a contractor. We did water damage repair, sheetrock and paint and texture, things like that. And there's usually a lot of work in Seattle for rain damage. Walter and Fran called me up. I went over and gave them a bid on the ceiling of their bathroom. I go to sit down to write up the bid, chat with them. They were just very, very nice people. And I see this Gibson guitar sitting against the wall. Whoa, what's that? Do you mind if I strum it? Happen to have a pick with me. Tried to show off a little bit. Nice guitar. Nice guitars. Go to set it back down and a friend says, well, Clark, you got to take that home with you. I gave that, you know, yeah, right, uh-huh, laugh. And she was serious. But it just didn't feel right. They just met me, hadn't done the work, hadn't proven myself. I wasn't going to walk out with that guitar. That guitar had to be earned. A friend grew up in Missouri, like my mother. Walter was in L.A. He bought the guitar new. He was a folk singer doing Brothers Four, Kingston Trio stuff. That was the day when folk singers were the edgy music. And they dared say things that others wouldn't say. So he talked about, you know, his career, and he'd then gone into business, did very well. They retired comfortably. Did a couple jobs for them, actually. And then I read in the paper a while later that Walter had passed away. I bought a card and I went over to Fran's house and gave my condolences. Just told her if there's anything I could ever do, please don't hesitate to call. Oh, a month or so later, Fran calls. Clark, I'm thinking about selling the house. It's too big. The ghost of Walter, even though that's a good ghost, it's just, I miss him so much here. Could you come over, maybe look at the house, see what maybe needs to be done to make it good, get good resale value? So I went over there and chatted a little bit. Did not play the guitar, by the way, then. All the other jobs, I'd clean up and play it. Not that time, I didn't play it. Well, their garage looked out on the road going by, and you could see into the garage from the road. And it was a typical garage, just one coat of putty, not painted, kind of rough looking. Not near as nice as the rest of the house. Fran, I think it would be nice if you finish off that garage. It would just make it look better. And then I went around and found some other little things, some painting things. And I said, Fran, can I speak openly? And she says, sure, Clark. I fell in love with that little guitar when I first saw it. And then I played it and I was smitten. You once offered it to me. I know there's a lot of memories in that guitar. I don't want you to answer now, but would you consider me doing this work in exchange for that guitar? That night the phone rings. Clark, I think that would be a good thing. I think Walter would like you to have that guitar. I scheduled the work. Got done. Fran goes up into the attic. Brings down a guitar case. She puts it in the case gently. Snaps the case shut and walks it over to me and sets it in front of me. It was a very emotional experience for both of us. I took it home. Not only have I had it ever since, but I try to honor the guitar. These were terrific people, and I've always wanted to do Walter and Fran proud with whatever I did with that guitar. I hope that shows on the album, because that was surely my intention. Thank you for letting me share that story.